And it was this story became the custom, that the story that has been related to me as a young boy and always remembered, that there was such a man. And the man who was getting old, as a person he had lived a very good life. He has been very righteous man. He had always done the good thing in his life. He was a good hunter because he uses his power very respectfully. He was a shaman, yes, and he uses his power to hunt, to be a good provider, to always feed his family and his other people that he saw. In doing that, he have never experienced any hunger or his family group to be in hunger. So therefore, he began to be very old, and he began to be blind, and due to some old age, and he was still able to crawl around, but he was not able to walk anymore. So he was carried around and fed and handled and by his family. Then one day, his family, in some years, experienced one of those poor years, that animals were depleted and the most desired and most important animal, which is a caribou for that territory, was none, almost. Almost nothing here. But this old man, who have hunted far and wide in his good old days, have always find the caribous where everybody has failed to find. He had that gift. And this day, his sons and his grandchildren were there, and they were beginning to be very hungry. And then he was asked, you know, because of desperate need. So they asked the old man, he says, could you by any means seek in your mind, where do you think can we find the food or the animal that we can have to for a meal? So the old man sort of pray on his own way and has seen the vision in his mind that there are a caribou somewhere. And this was in the middle of the winter. It was in February, where all animals are receding, where all animals are staying one place during the coldest month of the year. And the distance was far. The old man says, yes, I recall the place where I used to be. And I think I have visualized something there, I am sure. Says, that's where the food is. If we can make it there, yes, you'll be blessed and you will find perhaps the caribou that. And the old man was carried with the family. He was carried in a sleigh, pulled around just like as they do with the young child. They traveled into a distance, they were getting very hungry, they were getting weaker. And then he knows that the place, and he just directs them from every time when they camp, and he says, okay, you just follow this direction, go this way, and you shall get there in time. And sure enough, the family finally reached the place, and they were very weak at that time. And then he says, okay, camp here, so the boys will not carry too far away from here. So just put your family here, and then tomorrow, after you prepare everything, and then you will go into this place in this direction, and there is a hill that is very thick. Amongst the thick bush, there is an open ground in the middle. And there usually the caribous used to live there all winter, or during when there's a high snow and cold winter. They just simply stay there. And I think that's where you're going to find them. Sure enough, for 2 days, the men prepared and make their camp first to be nice to it because they expect to live there for a while. That's what the old man instructed. Finally, they got everything ready to go hunting. So he tell them all the instruction what they should do. So how to not waste anything, to make sure they respect animal.